Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearson's bring another of the prerequisites for promotion: diligence. Hold to the high standards set forth by God to be an example. Next on the Believer's Voice of Victory, here's Gloria.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Pastor George is here, and he has got promotion on his mind.
I got promotion on my mind.
If you don't want to have faith for promotion, don't listen. And he's given us some prerequisites for promotion.
Well, Gloria, it is the will of God for us to be promoted.
That's true.
He wants us to have the best jobs, the best positions.
Right. Of course.
He wants us to have opportunities that we've never experienced before. He wants the believers to have an influence and an impact on our world. And so He is wanting us to do everything
yes,
it takes
amen.
To be positioned for promotion. And I'll just read to you the foundational scripture for this study that we're
Good.
Teaching on. It's in Psalm 75. Promotion comes neither from the east nor from the west or the south. God is the judge. He puts down one. He sets up another.
He is a promoter.
So He is the one that promotes us. And so we've been talking about, in this study, we've been talking about the prerequisites for promotion. And Gloria, so far this week, we've talked about on Monday, we talked about a servant's heart. And then on Tuesday, we talked about humility. Today, we are going to talk about diligence, the importance of diligence. And so...
That would be the opposite of lazy.
That, that would be true. That's... You know, I love the way Gloria just cuts to the chase.
That's
it's just so
That's
good.
It.
Diligence is the opposite of lazy.
Scripture doesn't say much good about lazy.
Scripture does
what? Non-diligent things.
Non-diligent things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
So and this is going to be good.
So go to your first page there, the one that says day 8 on it. And
I got day 7.
Day 7. You've got day 8 there under there.
Six.
It's under there. Stand by. There we go. Day 8. So we're talking about diligence, walking in diligence, and that is a major, major prerequisite to your promotion.
According
and
to
listen,
Scripture.
All of these notes are available to you on kcm.org. Just go to the picture of Gloria and me, the shining picture on the website.
Ood and odd over
That's
there.
Right. That's right. Just click onto it, and it'll take you to all of our notes. Not just for these sessions that we're doing, but for all of the sessions that we have taught on prosperity. So all
George,
of those, and we
appreciate your diligence and your generosity to share all your notes with us, so
well,
that
the
we
Lord,
can preach them or
the Lord impressed
them or
me
whatever.
To do that because people need to have this
That's
information.
Right. You're right.
And obviously, people are interested because in all the time that we've been doing this, we have over 1,066,000 downloads
I'm amazed.
Of these notes.
I'm still amazed at that.
So they are obvious. People are obviously interested in knowing what it takes to be prosperous and to walk in the prosperity of God and to walk in their promotion. So today we're talking about this next
That's
prerequisite,
amazing.
And that is diligence. So let's take a look. Gloria, help me out here. Read the definitions for diligence that we have.
Diligence is conscientiousness in one's work or duties.
Mm-hmm.
Industrious, hardworking, meticulous, thorough.
Mm.
It means doing more than expected.
Uh-huh.
Don't just do what you have to.
Yep, yep.
It means dependable and punctual. You can count on this person to be on time.
Yep.
You can count on him to do the word, to do what he says, what his boss tells him. Constant, stable, and focused. He's not he's not up and down.
Right.
He's
right.
constantly diligent, constantly doing what is right, and he's constantly being blessed.
Well, that's a good way to put it, Gloria.
Yes, it is.
That's a good way to put it. That's the kind of person... I know that's the kind of person that you and Kenneth want working here at the ministry.
Amen. That's...
People who are diligent.
Like, diligent people get promoted.
They do. They do. They'll go from position to position. And, you know, we read last week a list of people who were came into big corporations on a very low, the lowest possible level. And these people that we read about, they eventually became the CEOs of those corporations.
Yeah.
Well, they had to have this diligence working on the inside of them. They had to be conscientious people. You really don't have promotion working in you unless you are fulfilling these prerequisites of what it takes for a person to do that.
You've been over, you have been the boss over a lot of people.
Right.
Here at the ministry. And I think you could say without any doubt that the people that have gotten promoted are those who are diligent. They don't let their work slide.
Yeah.
They don't lay out when they should be at work. They don't call in and say, I've got the mumps, unless they really have the mumps.
That's right.
And they come to work and they're ready. And you know what? If you'll say, tell me if this is true. Those are the people that are happy.
They are.
With their job.
They are. They enjoy their work.
They're satisfied. Mm-hmm. They're challenged.
Yep.
And they just want to give it everything they've got.
That's right.
Praise
and that's
God.
What we're looking for.
And
that's what God...
promoted.
God is looking for that in people.
Yes, that's right.
You know, He loves us all. He really does. But I do believe that there are those in the body of Christ that are diligent about what they do, that He can trust them mm-hmm. with high-ranking responsibilities and opportunities, and He can trust people. I mean, I'm saying this kind of slowly because it's just now coming to me that He's looking for people that He can put responsibility in their hands.
Absolutely.
And if you are lazy and if you are not being conscientious about what you're doing, then He's looking for somebody else.
Well, now that's what God's looking for, but that's what your boss is looking for.
That's what your boss is looking for, too. Exactly.
I mean, it's a great thing. It'll promote you.
I came up here with these biblical descriptions of what diligent people are like.
Good.
And we may not get to all of them today because you can get them on our notes because there's so many. The Bible talks so much, Gloria, about diligence. So let's go through these together.
Through them.
Yeah. In Proverbs 10, diligent people are hard workers.
Yeah.
It says in the NIV translation of verses 4 and 5, lazy hands make a man poor.
I believe that.
But diligent hands bring wealth.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's about as simple
as
you can get.
That's about as simple. In other words, they're blessed.
They're blessed. They are blessed. And he who gathers crops in summer is a wise son, but he who sleeps during harvest is a disgraceful son.
Get on the ball.
Well, that's it right there. That is a direct quote from Gloria Copeland.
Yes.
Get on the ball.
Be
blessed. In Proverbs 10:26 in the New Living Translation, lazy people irritate their employers like vinegar to the teeth or smoke in the eyes.
I know that's the truth. They irritate their employers. Their employers see them laying around not doing what they're supposed to do, and they think, I'm going to get rid of that dude. I'm going to get me somebody who will do
that's
the job.
Right. That's exactly right,
so
Gloria.
So now we know what to do.
We know what to do. In Proverbs 13:4 in the Living Bible translation, lazy people want much but get little, while the diligent are prospering.
Yes, that's the way it works.
Diligent people will prosper. They will prosper.
That's right.
So, diligent people are hard workers. In Proverbs 21, diligent people thoughtfully plan. Go ahead and read those scriptures, Gloria.
Verse 5 says, the plans of the diligent lead to profit as surely as haste leads to poverty.
Ah, yes.
So, the plans of the diligent. What are your plans? Think about it, people that are listening. What are your plans? The plans of the diligent lead to profit.
That's right.
Surely,
that's
as haste leads to poverty.
Yep.
Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty.
Yes.
In other words, when you do something, do it right. It'll lead to blessing
and not
poverty. Steady, this is... the third one.
That's the Living Bible.
Plodding. Plod proceeds slowly.
Steady plodding.
Steady plodding
which plod means to proceed slowly.
Yeah, you know, you've got your kids, you've seen your kids do something. You tell them to go wash the car, sweep the floor, and you'll see them steadily plodding. That's it. And hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. Steady plodding is plod, it equals proceed slowly, brings prosperity. Does that make any sense? Steady plodding brings prosperity. Oh, here's the rest of it.
Okay.
But hasty speculation brings poverty.
Yeah.
In other words, know what you're doing.
Know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, let's go to the next page. In Proverbs 22:29, diligent people serve great leaders.
Praise God.
I like that, Gloria. I have endeavored to be diligent over these years because I like serving great leaders.
Praise God.
Like Lord. Yourself.
Thank you so much.
In the Living Bible, it says, "Do you know a hardworking man? He shall be successful and stand before kings."
Praise God.
In the New Living Translation, "Do you see any truly competent workers?"
They. I hope so.
I hope so. "They will serve kings rather than working for ordinary people."
Glory to God.
Now, this is a very interesting scripture, this 1 Kings 11:28.
Well, actually, we here serve a king.
Say what?
We serve a king here.
We do serve a king.
That's
that's exactly right, Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Diligent people serve not just great leaders, but serve the king.
That's right.
That's right. In 2 Kings 11:28, in the New Living Translation, it says, "Jeroboam was a very capable young man. And when Solomon saw how industrious he was, he put him in charge of the labor forces of the tribes of Ephraim, Manasseh, and the descendants of Joseph."
That was a big deal.
That was a big deal. Now,
he saw that he was industrious.
Yes. Yes.
You know, if you're going to it's been a long time since I worked in an office day to day. But if you are an office, or if you're a laborer, or if you're a carpenter or whatever.
Yeah.
If you're working for somebody else, you don't want to be sleeping on the job.
No, you don't.
You want to be industrious.
No.
You want to be rat-tat-tatting that hammer.
That's right. That's right.
Hitting the nail, doing a good job.
That's right.
And if you're going to be in a place all day, 8 hours a day working, don't you want to get the most out of it?
People, they don't realize that the most industrious the diligent workers, the ones who are endeavoring to not just do the job, but to go beyond just doing that job, those are the ones who will qualify for promotion.
Right.
Those are the ones, because God sees it.
Yeah. They're the ones, if the company has to lay off people, they're going to be the last ones.
They'll be the last ones to lay off.
Because they know they're doing, the boss knows what they're doing, and he wants
absolutely.
More glory.
Well, I'll tell you the bit of wisdom that A.W. Copeland, Kenneth's father, gave to me on the first day that I went to work at Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
What did he say?
He said to me, and I can tell you, I can picture it. I'm in his car right now, and I'm driving down Arkansas Lane to our offices that we had, and we were driving by this little mom-and-pop grocery store that was there, and he said to me, this is my first day at Kenneth Copeland Ministries in 1976. He said, "George," he said, first of all, he said something I think was pretty prophetic. He said, "Don't ever let the ministry run you. You run the ministry." And I thought, well, why is he saying that to me? I mean, I'm 22 years old.
He saw what was coming,
going into this job. And then he said to me, "Make it to where they can't get along without you." What wisdom
that
was.
Well, that would take a lot of diligence.
It would take a lot of diligence to do that.
And that would work.
And, you know, over the years, especially in the early years, when we were just, you know, there were 12 people on staff when I first came to work here. Mm-hmm. And the attitude that I had at Kenneth Copeland Ministries was, whenever I saw a void and it wasn't being filled, I would do my best to fill that void.
That's good
advice. Now, I couldn't do everything that there was, but when I saw something...
What was in the power of your hand to do,
I would. I would do it. I remember the time that we went
I'll tell you what, George came down here,
Yankee
to Texas
and all.
With high breeches on, you know, floods, what we call floods, too short a pant. And he was willing to do anything. He was ready and willing to do it.
I was so glad to be here.
It wasn't long until he was running this place.
That's true. It's true.
You lived it out.
That's all I've ever wanted to do all of my life was to serve and to help and to be a help. And to learn what it took to be not even necessarily thinking about promotion. I really had not, through the years, I had not thought much about promotion. You know, when your brother Doug told me that he was getting ready to leave and that I was going to take over.
Mm-hmm. You were surprised?
I really did not aspire to that job. I did not have that in my sights. I was heads down and doing whatever I could. And that's what promotion does. That's promotion true. Sometimes will surprise you.
Yeah, it will. You know, it sort of was easy with George to say, for people to, all of us to say, well, let George do it. Let George do it. Let George do it. What all jobs did you do, George?
Oh, Gloria, it's just...
Tell us what George got to do.
George got to do the art department. George got to travel on the road. George got to work the book table. George got to make the cassette tapes out there on the road. George got to drive Kenneth Copeland for a while. George got to play a synthesizer in the band. George got to do... I mean, the list goes on and on of all of the opportunities and the wonderful things. And then later on, George got to be the executive director of the ministry.
Now you're moving up.
And then Gloria Copeland calls me on the telephone and says, why don't you come and do broadcast with me? Uh-huh. And so for the last 6 years or so, I've been doing broadcast with Gloria. But the key to it, though, is, and that's what I said a little earlier, was to fill, I'd see a void and I'd fill it. And I remember when we went up to Oral Roberts University and we went up with a group of people from the ministry, and it was back in the 80s, and Oral Roberts himself taught Brother Copeland about writing a partner letter to his partners every month. And we went up there and we spent the day with Oral Roberts. And I remember Oral Roberts writing on a whiteboard all of the months of the year. And I remember him saying to Kenneth, he said, Kenneth, you're going to have to write your partners a letter every month for the rest of your life. And I saw the look on Kenneth's face. It's like, we all were like, oh my goodness. Well, we got back home and Brother Copeland was going to start writing these monthly partner letters. But no one was necessarily picking up the ball on the organization of it.
Yeah.
What it takes to do that. He doesn't just write a letter, but it takes a whole team
to get it
to get that letter done, to get it through, to get it mailed. So he's writing a letter and nobody's picking up on it. So I just called him one day and I said, Kenneth, can I do the organization of the partner letter? He said, sure. So we incorporated that into the publications department and it became our responsibility. All that I'm saying is that a diligent person will look for places to help, not look for things to give up.
And because you had that kind of attitude, George, you were promoted to head of the ministry. Then you were promoted to pastor.
To the pastor, right.
It pays.
It pays. It really does pay.
Hallelujah.
And so diligent people, they are resourceful and care for what they have. It says in Proverbs 12:27, a lazy man won't dress the game while he's hunting, but the diligent man will make good use of everything that he finds.
Praise God.
That's what a diligent person does. And then finally here, in Proverbs 12, diligent people become great leaders. Diligent people become great leaders.
Tell them what Rick Renner did.
Oh.
What Rick would do when he was looking for, you know, to hire somebody or something.
Rick Renner, which Rick, by
Pastor
the way,
Rick.
He's Pastor Rick, has a great book on promotion. You need to get that book. You can look it up on his website. But Rick Renner, in order to make sure that his his pastors and his associates stayed qualified, he would drive by their house and look in their garage to see what condition their garage was in. He would do a surprise inspection.
That's not a bad idea, you know.
He would come to the front door, knock on it, and say, I want to look at your garage. Well, what does that say? Well, it says something about just how diligent an individual is with their own household.
Now, everybody's going to go look at their garage.
Yeah, but it worked. It worked.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? I never had heard that before.
And I'm grateful that if you were to drive into my garage today, Gloria, we can actually fit our cars in there with plenty of space to get out.
Congratulations,
in the house.
George.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
So diligent people become great leaders. Work hard, it says in Proverbs 12:24, work hard and become a leader. Be lazy and never succeed.
That's good.
And then it says in the NIV, and we'll finish with this, diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor.
And think about what that's saying. It's saying you're going to do it anyway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to do it. Yeah, that's good.
You're either going to do it on top or you're going to do it on the bottom. But you're going to do
it. That's exactly right.
Isn't that? I've never thought of that before.
That's really something.
Yeah.
And we don't have time to read this, Genesis 41.
Diligent hands will rule, but laziness ends in forced labor.
Forced labor. So your assignment is to read Genesis 41, 37 through 45, and read all about Joseph and how diligent he was and how God made him a great leader over Egypt.
Praise God.
Gloria, we must be diligent.
That's right.
To be prepared to be promoted.
Diligence is a door to the blessing.
We're going to write that down and include that in the notes.
Hallelujah.
Diligence is the door to the
blessing.
Thank you, ma'am.
George, and I'll be right back.
Ever wondered what it would be like to have Kenneth or Gloria Copeland's study notes? Now you can. For this week's broadcasts, you can download your own copy of what they're teaching. Follow along with the key teaching points, scriptures, prayers, and even interactive questions to help you go further in your study of the Word. Download your free, easy-to-use outlines for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast now at kcm.org/notes. We're here for you.
As long as we are alive here, there's going to be opportunity for promotion.
The only direction God has planned for you is up. However, when it comes to promotion, not all paths are created equal. The right path, God's path, can be learned through this promotion package. In it, Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons teach you God's system for promotion. You can totally immerse yourself in these resources by watching, hearing, and reading the Word regarding promotion God's way. Study along using the Going Up broadcasts and corresponding study notes. Listen to the extra teaching messages by Pastor George and read Kenneth Copeland's book, Honor, Walking in Honesty, Truth, and Integrity, to equip yourself with proven tools that bring promotion. And now, all of these resources are also available as digital downloads. God has the plan for your promotion. Seek Him and learn promotion God's way.
Request the promotion package by Gloria Copeland and Pastor George Pearsons, available free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Visit our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call toll free 800-600-7395. Get a good picture of how to position yourself to receive the steps of advancement God has planned for you. Order your free copy of the promotion package today. Offer good for 60 days.
Jesus is the source of your promotion.
That's right.
And you know what? The most important thing a person can do in their lives is to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is...
changes everything.
It does. It absolutely changes our lives. It changed mine. It changed yours. I remember the day that I was born again and I confessed Jesus as Lord. And Gloria, my life has never been the same after that.
That's right.
It has just been on an upward climb into high places that I've never been before.
What'd you get into? You got into the blessing.
I got into the blessing.
And you're still there.
I'm still there and still living on the blessing. So we want to lead you in a confession of faith that if you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, this is your opportunity. I'm going to say something, and Gloria is going to repeat it, and we want you to say
it. That's right. Your whole heart. It's the biggest deal you've ever made.
It is. This is the biggest deal you've ever made. Say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
I receive Jesus.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Do something with my life.
Do something with my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
And I will speak in another tongue.
And I will speak in another tongue.
I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead.
I believe that Jesus was raised from the dead.
And he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he is seated at the right hand of the Father.
And he lives in my heart.
And he lives in my heart.
Right now.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You are born again. You are born
changed
again.
Changed on the inside.
My goodness.
New man in Christ Jesus.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to bless you with a book. If you've made this decision, it's called He Did It All For You. It's by Kenneth and Gloria, and it will give you a really good picture of what
this life is all about.
And this is, that's a brochure,
How to Study the Bible.
Yes.
And that's where freedom is. The more you know about what God says in His Word,
that's right.
The more you know about God, and the more blessing you open your heart to and your life to.
Praise God.
Join us tomorrow for day 9. A prerequisite for promotion is faithfulness.
Mm.
You need to know that. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Learn more about beginning your new life in Christ Jesus. Request your free salvation package today at kcm.org/salvation. Jesus did it all for you. Allow God to manifest Himself. Receive His love and live the abundant life God provided. For additional free teaching and information on salvation, go to kcm.org/salvation. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
Rejoice and shout out loud, the best is yet to come!
June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. June 22nd through 24th, join us for Miracles on the Mountain with Billy Burke at Eagle Mountain International Church in Newark, Texas. June 29th through July 1st, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the Toronto Victory Campaign at Atwell Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. July 30th through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.